Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And we have Vishal still missing in action again, but hopefully he'll be back next week. All right, Karan, so let's dive right into this episode where we're looking at a madcap midweek again. 2-3-3 draws. What were the odds of that? Leicester beating Tottenham. Chelsea drawing against West Brom. Win for Aston Villa. Win for Sunderland. Things have been continually crazy. Vishal and I were discussing on one of the earlier episodes about whether this is truly because this is a fantastically evenly matched league or because the football is just simply terrible.
Well, that's a very good point, which we have talked about over and over again during the course of the season. But coming back to the midweek fixtures, at the end of the 2 days of absolute football madness, only one word stuck in my mind. That was wow. And if I had to think of two words, I'd say wow twice. Because there was some absolutely zinger of games. Like I mentioned, the 3-3 between United and Newcastle, the 3-3 between Liverpool and Arsenal, the 2-2 between Chelsea and West Brom. There were some absolutely fabulous games. Aston Villa's result is one that none of us would have predicted. In fact, we
categorically kind of went the opposite way when we discussed Aston Villa in our relegation episode.
Yeah, well, that shows how much we know, don't we? Doesn't it? But yeah, and also in terms of drama, the Leicester-Tottenham game had no shortage of it. It was an absolute the amazing 2 days of football and thoroughly enjoyed it.
So the upshot of all of this is that we still are totally in the dark about the title race. We're still totally in the dark about the top four race. We're still totally in the dark about the relegation race. Mm-hmm. When is this Premier League season going to actually settle into any kind of pattern, or it is not?
Well, honestly, I hope it doesn't because I'm absolutely loving it. I don't know about traditional fans who support English clubs like yourself as well as which I'm sure you know you guys might have years knocked off yours. But to be fair, I would really like it if you know we go into the last couple of weeks of the season and still a lot to be decided, and that would really you know make it one memorable season. And over and over again, we keep making this same mistake. I personally keep making the same mistake of saying, okay, now is when Leicester are going to fall off. Now is when Leicester are going to fall off. And they just keep proving us wrong.
So we are still 4 months away from those last 2 weeks that we were talking about. But at this point, and looking at the next week, big result for Leicester. So Leicester are back level with Arsenal on points. And suddenly Leicester's tough run of away games is over.
Well, absolutely. I mean, which was quite surprising because when we saw the fixtures that Leicester had back in December, they had to play pretty much all the big teams away from home. They've played, I think, 4 or 5 of them now, and they've got about, I think it is 7 points out of those games, which is a very, very good
return.
Yeah,
the only complete points they dropped was at Anfield, so.
Yeah, so I think they just have this knack of somehow getting a result, and they just fight till the end. I mean, we remember in the earlier part of the season when they used to go down 1-0 or 2-0 and still manage to fight back and win those games or draw those games. And now they're showing that they are also defensively being that much more solid because they're going to be away from home against the bigger teams. They're not as free-flowing as what they used to be. So credit to Claudio Ranieri on, you know, slightly tweaking the tactics of the team.
But this week, they have a game at Villa, and this is the first time the pressure will be on Leicester in the sense that this is a game they're expected to win.
Absolutely. So this is going to be, in many ways, uncharted territory for them, because until now, many of the games, rather most of the games, people wouldn't really have given Leicester much of a chance. But now it's a question of Leicester actually being favourites, not just in this game, but in the coming weeks, because now they're going to have a lot of fixtures which they're going to be expected to win.
And talking about fixtures for the big teams, we have a Chelsea-Everton game coming up today. Big game for Chelsea and Everton because they could actually they're pretty close together in the table, and of course Gus Hiddink has come and said that the relegation threat is real for Chelsea. They're still in that scrap.
Well, yeah, they are definitely.
Realistically, they probably won't be relegated. They'd still be in the scrap, and you do not want to be a team caught up in that scrap as you go towards the end of the season.
Absolutely, because you know, you keep taking things for granted in many ways, and then before you know it, you're in the month of May, and you're just probably say 3 or 4 points off the relegation zone, and a couple of unlucky refereeing decisions costing you a game, or say, you know, a bad howler by a goalkeeper or a defender, and then those are lost points right there, and you know, you're gone. It's as simple as that. So the quicker teams like Everton and Chelsea can get distance between themselves and the bottom three, the better for them.
And from the bottom towards the top, one team which is desperately looking to establish its credentials for being in the top four, another team which is aiming for right at the top of the table, we're of course referring to Stoke versus Arsenal.
I think this is going to be a really, 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 I would say, tricky game to call, because most of the attention as usual is going to be on the other game this weekend, which we'll be discussing a bit later. But traditionally Arsenal do struggle when they travel to the Britannia, but having said that, this is not the same Stoke that used to give Arsenal all those headaches, because this is more of a football playing Stoke, if I could use that statement, than, you know, the rugby playing
Stoke that we had
that we
earlier.
Used to have
so
earlier.
We all wonder which one will turn up, if the fans of the Britannia will be egging them on to bring the rugby
absolutely
out.
But looking at what Stoke have done at home this season, two results really pop out, the victories against both the Manchester clubs, and these were games which games where, you know, they just probably nicked it on the counter.
They were dominating City the entire game.
They pretty much dominated both games, and they could have easily won those games 4-0 or 3-0 or 4-0. It was just a question of, you know, how many they're going to score, just that they managed to only score two in both those games.
So I guess what the real question that Arsenal fans are wondering about right now is that, do Arsenal have one last meltdown left in them for the rest of the season?
Well, I hope not. I certainly hope not. But the way this season has been going, you wouldn't put it past not just Arsenal, but any of the teams to really have a meltdown.
At some point,
yeah,
or the other. And finally, of course, we have Manchester United versus Liverpool. Places are at stake, but I think it's going to be also significant on other levels. It's always a big rivalry, but Klopp going up against Louis van Gaal at Anfield, it's probably has all the makings of an absolute classic, especially given the two games these two teams have come from in the midweek.
Absolutely. So I just hope it doesn't turn into a real anti-climax, wherein it ends up being a 1-0 or a 0-0, because considering the games that the two teams had in the previous round, ideally we should expect
it is possible with the Van Gaal team that could be on the table.
Exactly. And having said that, now these are two teams in dire need of points. I think the only thing that has been working in Manchester United's favour this season
is everybody else has been dropping points.
Exactly, especially Tottenham, because every time Manchester United seem to drop points, so do Tottenham. So they're not really pulling away from United and the top four, so they still have that hope. Liverpool also
are contractually obliged to do that.
Exactly. Liverpool themselves have genuine top four credentials and aims. So it's going to be a pretty interesting game. Another probably subplot you could say is the fact that it's going to be Van Gaal versus Klopp. Back in Germany, it was Klopp who pretty much, handed Van Gaal his pink slip from Bayern Munich.
Okay, so that reunion is going to be in focus, and we'll talk about it next week when we review these games and this very, very interesting part of the Premier League season. So we will see you there around that time next week. You can find us on iTunes at SoccerSense or on Stitcher if you use that for your podcast. We are there at SoccerSense. Subscribe, and we'll also throw in Paul Pogba's outfit at the Ballon d'Or as a bonus.
Not if you're a Real Madrid fan, because you're not going to be able to make any transfers.
Okay, so that's it for this week from SoccerSense. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
See you next week.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.